The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So later on in the show, we're going to have to make some room for bless your heart home moments, as I had yet another one yesterday. These would be the kind of things like what my mom did years and years and years ago when her computer wouldn't work. So she had to hire a computer tech to come on over to her house in Manhattan, which is $150-$200 an hour. Screen just wouldn't the monitor just wasn't working, so she hires this guy, and he comes on over, he takes a look at it, and he turns the power on, and it's fine.
Okay.
I had one of those the last couple of days. So, you know, I'm doing some renovations on the house, and I knocked out some windows, and I brought some bigger picture windows in, so there's more light in this house that I just bought. And they just put these windows in, and I love the way it looks, and it's in my living room, too, so I can look to the left and look to the right and see the trees in my backyard. It's really, really nice. But what I noticed was there was a scratch on my flat screen TV after they put the windows in.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, man. Oh, man. So I call the contractor, and I just took a picture of the scratch on the TV, and I sent it to the contractor, and he's like, no problem. I'm so sorry. I hired those guys out. I'll take care of it. Just send me the serial number and I'll buy you the exact same TV and we can start from there. But I'll come over tomorrow and check out the damage. Well, tomorrow was yesterday. He's totally willing to pay for the TV. Comes on in, puts his finger on the scratch, and it turns out it's just a cobweb.
Stop.
Not a scratch.
Oh, his Instagram was amazing as he sat there with his finger and just pulled the scratch away.
Isn't that like a natural reaction to a scratch to try to wipe it?
Yeah,
for most people, yeah. So he sends me the video back and just says, you might want to talk to your the people that clean your house because this is not a me issue. Well, you certainly are right. Here's your $100. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for coming to chat with me.
Yep. But the post that I got yesterday from people that have done equally stupid things is worth a segment later on in the show. Because I'm not the only one. That's for sure.
You are not alone in your stupidity.
No, I am not. All right, Kristen, we're getting into songs. Uh-huh. In that, if you were going to hell, what exactly would play for the rest of your life?
Yes, and your music's on, so you probably want to.
It is.
Yeah. Speaking of songs from hell, yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
You can hear that? Hold on.
You're rocking to some Linkin Park right now.
I can't even hear that.
All right, so yeah, I came across this Instagram post on Muzar, and it says, a priest who temporarily died reveals he went to hell, and they were playing Rihanna's Umbrella as torture.
It's a beautiful song, man.
It's lit in hell.
I'm like offended.
Right? The devil got good taste in music.
Somebody responded to it and said, if my priest went to hell, I'd never step foot in that church again. Just letting you know. So, we all die. Uh-huh. We all are going to hell.
Oh, fun.
And as soon as we walk through the the non-pearly. I don't know what kind of gates Hell's got.
They ain't dark. Pearly.
Yeah. No. The fiery, as we walk through the fiery gates of Hell, I wanted to know what song would be playing on repeat for you guys.
Mine is, you're not going to be happy with my pick because it was like a number one hit for a year. This one. Hello from the
on repeat?
Over and over, and the song itself is beautiful. It touches your heart and your soul, but over and over and over again, like we had to listen to in this country for a year and a half. Yeah, no.
I don't think that's the side she was talking about when they were saying hello, though.
It's fitting, though.
It is fitting.
Yeah. Abby, what's your Hell song? For me, it's one of those songs that you wish you were able to control what goes viral and what doesn't go viral, because then you're forced to listen to it on YouTube. Or at the time when this came out, I think it was Vine. But this song would get stuck in my head all the time that it made me feel like I was living in hell.
I still think that's a lit song.
But it's after the like 1 millionth time, would it be lit?
No. Did I tell you I partied with that guy?
You did?
I swear to you.
That is so random.
I mean, I know. I'm in Vegas, and that's when Scooter Braun and I were on good terms, and he had Psy, he had Florida Georgia Line.
And Ed Sheeran.
And Ed Sheeran I was hanging out with. Yeah, we're all drinking together, and they're like, we want to tell you right now, right off the bat, do not try to drink Psy under the table. That guy has an endless pit. And it was a wild show. It was awesome.
That's such a random group of people that it almost sounds like a joke, like Psy, Burt Weiss, and Ed Sheeran walking to a bar.
I think they're all under his label, so they were all hanging out.
Gotcha. Mo, what is your Hell song?
I don't think this will surprise any of you at all. As soon as I got the assignment, I knew exactly what song I was going to, and you wouldn't even have to repeat this one. The first time in Hell would be enough. It's this one. What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk? I'ma
get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump, my hump, my hump. Oh, on repeat.
Oh yes. My god.
The worst part of that also is all those band members are probably next to you in hell. So they're going to be offended that was the song, and you have to listen to them the rest of your unborn life.
I think people are getting freaky in your hell.
Yeah, probably.
Cassie, what's your Hell song?
So it was a toss-up between two for me, but I ultimately went with this one, and it was a big hit, and I think people might be surprised, but I cannot stand listening to The Wine. I'm out of pain. Shut up. Go home then. It was that or Moves Like Jagger. I don't know why, but like it's like that instant irritation when they come on, and I can't.
There are some artists that will pierce your ears if you don't like the way they sound. Like The Weeknd for me and Sam Smith. It doesn't matter what the songs are. They just bug me.
Well, Mo and I were talking. Maroon 5's first album, Songs About Jane, is probably like my number one or two album of all time. I love it. And it's after that where it became that like formulaic machine AI pop and shut up, Adam.
What do you got?
This is my Hell song.
Oh.
White people everywhere revolting.
Doing in hell.
This is the one song we could dance to.
Could you imagine this song on repeat for eternity?
No.
I mean, even just pulling it up on YouTube and watching the video once, I was cringing.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time is valuable. That's why Lowe's Blueprint Takeoffs turn blueprints into quotes faster. Bring us your plans, and we'll generate itemized material lists to make quoting easier so you can get back to building. Plus, at the Lowe's Pro Desk, you get access to thousands of building materials not sold in store. And when your order's ready, we'll deliver everything to the job site,
Improving is easy at Lowe's.